Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all having a fantastic day. Bit of a topic that I think is pretty important today. It's what makes crypto so special? I get asked this not so much by the people in crypto because, well, you guys already know, but more so people outside of crypto, people like my traditional investing friends, people that come to me and they're saying things like, you know the ones, that say, oh, how's Bitcoin going now, Craig? How's it going now? It's like the naysayers, the people that want to see you fail, which is pretty shit, but that's the way the world goes, and it is what it is. So what is it that makes it so special? I thought I'd sort of put my two cents in because it's different for everybody, obviously. Everybody has their own different opinion and thought process as to why it is important and why it is special. But for me, what makes crypto special is the opportunity to join a new class of market, a new type of human experience. Now, with cryptocurrency, yes, it is another market. Yes, it will be something in the line along the lines of the internet. You know, when the .com came through, it was basically how to do business on this new thing called the internet. The internet was around before the .com boom, but the .com boom was pretty much where it sort of took shape and lifted off. And I think we'll see the same with blockchain technology, not just cryptocurrency, but blockchain technology and the greater crypto assets world. Now, with that comes a couple of things. One that is special is that there will be amazing growth. We've seen that already, but I believe that there's a lot more to come, okay? So therefore, it opens up the opportunity for wealth generation, which is a good thing, especially when you consider the means that are out there right now becoming more and more distant from what I call the new classes, the new group of thinkers, the new people, basically the millennials, okay? This is a group of young people that are coming up. They're intelligent. They've got the age of the tech. They are born to, you know, the first dot-commers. They're basically this new group that are very, very savvy when it comes to technology. They live in an online world. Now, this group of people, they're open to new opportunities. Why? Because, well, look, property is getting very hard to buy. If you look at your traditional investment vehicles, property and stocks, right? These are two things that are very, very difficult to do. And to buy a business is also difficult if you have no money. To build a business, that's still there, and that's great. But to buy property, it's becoming more and more difficult as prices continue to rise. And that did our parents very, very well. I mean, when I say our parents, I mean, my parents are in their mid-60s, and they've done well from property because it was a great asset. And it still is a great asset in a cyclical way. It's a very slow one. It takes a lot more paperwork to get into, and it can take a lot longer to mature. But there's still room for that. Then you've got the stock market. The stock market, you know, you invest now and you look for gains in a long, long time. It's a slow-moving beast most of the time, and it can be one that you need to put a lot of time and effort into. It's a very crowded space. It's still there. It still works, and it's still very valid. You can trade it. You can invest. You can do what you like, but it takes a lot longer. Okay, so this new generation of people want instant gratification. Now, that's a bit of it's probably a bad way of putting it because it sounds negative that, you know, they want instant gratification. The older generation will be like, well, I shouldn't be able to have that hard work, blah, 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 blah. And I do agree with the hard work statement, but I guess they want results faster. They want to change the world now, which is fine. With crypto, it opens up the opportunity to do both. What it opens up the opportunity to do is to change the world in the way that we do business, the way that we conduct ourselves, the way that we interact with each other, the way we do social posting, the way that we, you know, vote, the way that we exchange from one another, the way that we sell things, the way that we buy things. There are so many different things that crypto opens up the doors to. And I truly believe that this is where the next generation will be spending their time. If you have a look at some of the polls out there, now keep in mind, I don't know how accurate these polls are, but the general consensus is that young people around the world are more interested in cryptocurrency and investing in it and blockchain than they are traditional markets. And it's not difficult to see why. It's easy to get in. They don't need to speak to anybody. They can just jump online and, you know, open up accounts. Now, for the older generation, it can be quite daunting. You know, your private key, and you can lose this and this and that, and it can be a little bit over their heads. And they don't really have the appetite for learning anymore. They've kind of made their money, or they've done their thing. And you've all got that that uncle, that mother, that father, that older figure in your life that's kind of like, nope, this is the way to do it, and I'm not going to change. And there's plenty of those out there in the market space, and that's fine. They just won't get involved. All good. But what it does allow is for the people that are willing to put some time in to learn, and these younger generation, they are tech savvy, so it's not going to take them too hard to work this out and be completely confident with it. It allows them to get access to the market. So not just with tens of thousands of dollars, like, you know, with traditional stocks, if you're going to put $100 into a share and you want to see it, you know, if it's going to do a multiple of 10, that's 1,000. You know, that's a great return, but that's probably going to take years and years and years and years. With crypto, we can come in and put that very small amount in because the charges are minimal. So if I was to go and buy, you know, a block of shares, even on the cheapest platform in Australia at the moment, I think it's about $9.99. It might have come down a little bit since then. I must admit I haven't invested in any ASX companies for quite a while, but it's still 10% of the investment capital that I have. That's a massive expense. With crypto, it's far less, and it allows us to, or allows, you know, new people to come in to use a small amount of money to get access and then look to grow that from there. The other thing is that there are career opportunities available. Blockchain is there, it is taking over, and we are seeing a massive move from Silicon Valley into blockchain technology, just because as soon as you start to look into the tech, you realize, wow, this is pretty dynamic stuff. This is the way forward. It's like a, you know, if we've got two arms right now, as the internet is, it's a third arm that's coming out, maybe out over the back, so it comes out over the top, so it's really handy. It's an extension of what's already there. So it's a brilliant way to build a career, to look to, you can build businesses there if you're entrepreneurial. You can be an investor there if you wish to. You can trade the markets, as I do, because there is enough volume there now, and it will continue to increase. There is just so much there. It's almost like the cryptocurrency marketplace is the millennial, because it's young. It's still got a lot of learning to do. It's still in a position where, you know, it knows a bit, but it doesn't know everything. It's still got to learn, it's still got to grow, and it needs people to help it to do so. So that's the same as a millennial. They're young, they're fresh, they're working, they understand tech, but they don't really know how to apply it to the market. They, you know, we look at the regulation in crypto now. Where are we going with it? Well, we're still trying to work that out. You know, same with a lot of people in crypto. Okay, I know blockchain is good. I know I want to be involved. I am investing. How else can I get involved? It's the same sort of thing. Everyone's still trying to find their feet to a certain extent, and it's a new place to do business. So it is so special and exciting and phenomenal for so many reasons, but they are just a couple of them. Now, if you've got friends and family, and you do, it's worthwhile having the conversation with them if you're brave. But don't be frightened, and don't hide behind a wall, and don't feel like, oh, if I talk about crypto, they're going to shoot me down. Take that as a challenge, guys. Take that as a challenge for your understanding. They're going to ask you questions. See if you can answer those questions, because the way that we learn is we stretch ourselves. And if you're having those conversations with people and they're asking you questions, now they might be really negative towards it. That's fine. Deal with that too. But what it's going to equip you with is a good understanding of what's going on, but it will give you a better understanding of your understanding. So then you can go out and work out where the chinks in your understanding are, and then look to fill them with a few more answers. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't forget to jump across tradercob.com, subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter if you're not there already, because I send out weekly content, 2 videos every single week, and put in all sorts of specials and bits and pieces for my free members there. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.